Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa Nabi Musa al-Sharili radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mathalul mu'mini alladhi yaqra'u al-Qur'an mathalul utrujjah rihuha tayyibun wa ta'muha tayyib wa mathalul mu'mini alladhi la yaqra'u al-Qur'an kamathali tamrah la riha laha wa ta'muha hullun wa mathalul munafiqi alladhi yaqra'u al-Qur'an كمثل الريحانة ريحها طيب وطعمها مر ومثل المنافق الذي لا يقرأ القرآن كمثل الحنظلة ليس لها ريح وطعمها مر متفق عليه. Continue from the virtues on reciting the Quran. In this hadith narrated by Abu Musa Ash'ari رضي الله تعالى عنه, he says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the example, the similitude of a believer, one who has iman, and who recites the Qur'an, is like that of the citron fruit. The scent is very sweet, and the taste, so the scent is fragrant, رِيحُهَا طَيِّبْ وَطَعْمُهَا طَيِّبْ, and its taste is also good. So that believer, has got iman, and he recites the Qur'an. So his similitude, his example is like the citron fruit, which has a very fragrant scent, and also the taste is very, very delicious, is very good. وَمَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِ الَّذِي لَا يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ, and the believer who does not read Qur'an, his example is like the date. It has no scent, but its taste is sweet. Because this person has iman, so there is some taste. However, because he does not recite the Quran, there is no fragrance. If a person takes a date, you try and smell it, there is no scent, there is no fragrance coming out of it at all. Unlike the citron fruit, if you smell it, there will be a nice fragrant smell, and also the taste is sweet. The date, on the other hand, is sweet, but it has no scent, there's no fragrance in it. So this is the difference between a believer who recites the Qur'an and the believer who does not recite the Qur'an. And then Rasulullah gave the example of the munafiq. مَثَلُ munafiq, the munafiq, the hypocrite, who reads the Qur'an, then his similitude is like that of the Rayhana plant, which is the basil plant, which has a very good fragrance, but the taste is bitter. So the munafiq is reciting Quran. So the act of reciting Quran is very, very meritorious. It is very good. And therefore, the example is given of this basil plant, which has a good fragrance. But because the munafiq, he does not have iman, وَطَعْمُهَا مُرٌ, then the taste is very bitter. And then that munafiq who does not recite the Quran, then he is like the handala tree, the colocynth tree, a very, very bitter, very thorny tree. لَيْسَ لَهَا رِيحٌ وَطَعْمُهَا مُرٌ, it has no scent at all, it has no taste, the taste is very, very bitter. Again, in this hadith we understand the value and importance of reciting Quran. Of course, as believers, we make shukr, Allah has given us iman. And now when we read Quran also, and we should be reciting Quran daily, as I mentioned previously also, then inshallah our example is like the utrujja, the citron fruit. رِيحُهَا طَيِّبٌ وَطَعْمُهَا طَيِّبٌ, the fragrant is sweet, and the taste also is sweet. وعن عمر بن خطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين, رواه مسلم. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah said that through this Quran, Allah elevates some people and Allah degrades others. And the meaning of this hadith is that those who recite the Quran, those who fulfill the rites of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala will elevate them. Allah will elevate them in this world and of course in the akhirat also. But those who abandon the Quran, those who do not recite the Quran, those who don't practice on the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will degrade them in this world and in the hereafter. Al-Quran hujjatul laka aw alayka, I mentioned that day, that the Quran will be a proof for you on the day of Qiyamah, or it will be against you. Therefore we have this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite it, understand it, practice upon it, and pass it on to others, then Allah will elevate us. Any nation that holds on to Quran, Allah grants them victory, Allah guides them, Allah gives them salvation in the akhirat. But those who abandon the Quran, Allah Ta'ala disgraces them. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdulillah, bihamdulillah, subhanallah, Allahumma, bihamdika, nashadu wa la ilaha illa anta.